broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey, Ben. All right. The plantation course is being protected. We've got some breezy conditions, to put it mildly. So the forecast today for today through Wednesday, breezy, windward side mostly cloudy with scattered showers, leeward side partly cloudy with isolated showers. The high today, 86. Low tonight, I'll take the 68 to 75. And the trade winds, 15 to 25 miles per hour, and they'll drop down to 15 miles per hour Wednesday. Hey, good morning. It is Saturday, May 6th, 2023. I hope you all had a great Cinco de Mayo. We're coming to you live from the Golf Club Studios overlooking beautiful Punch Bowl Crater in Honolulu, and you can listen on the radio, of course, Oldies 101.1 via the live stream or the podcast. It's radiogolfclub.com/listen. You go there, you can listen to the show live, or you can listen to the podcast after the show. Steve Marino, ProLink Sports Director, U.S. Senior Open Championship, Century World, he's going to be with us. Bob Herrig, Senior Writer, Sports Illustrated, with us as well. Greg Nichols, GM and Director of Golf, Ko'olina Golf Club. But we're kicking off the show with Dr. Troy Van Biesen, Golf Forever. And it's the stars of golf and sports enjoying something that you can get involved in. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show, brought to you by these fine sponsors. MD Restoration, Water Flood, Broken Pipe Cleanup, 24/7 licensed and insured. Aloha Power's Megastore is open behind the Costco gas station in Iwilei. Aloha Power Equipment, Iwilei and Waipahu. We put power at your fingertips. SciPac Cybersecurity, an elite group of cyber specialists providing the deepest level of protection anywhere in Hawaii. Call 808-861-9595. And Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts forever. Now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And great good day to you, Dr. Troy Van Biesen, Director of Strategic Initiatives, Golf Forever, founder of Cairo Sports, Specialists of Dallas, to the stars in golf and sports, a retired professional hockey player. You know, this man knows about sports and the body, working with Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas, Scottie Scheffler. Welcome into the clubhouse, Dr. Troy, if I may.
Hi, Danielle. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. May I call you Dr. Troy?
You sure can. Thank you.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. Tell us, what is Golf Forever?
Well, gosh, that's a big question. Golf Forever is probably the most exciting thing that's happened in golf fitness in a long time. A bunch of really caring people who love the game, who want to grow the game. We launched a online golf fitness app called Golf Forever a little over 2 years ago. It's been a really cool thing to see it grow. We currently now have over 15,000 online subscribers every month. And you go on the app, it takes you through an assessment, it finds your weaknesses and balances, and the app basically develops a workout for you, and it tracks it. It's like your own personal golf coach. Wow. It's been really neat. The reception we've got on it has been really, really cool. A lot of great feedback, a lot of people loving it. People who haven't been able to play golf because of pain, or they want to hit it further. It's been really neat to see helping a lot of people.
That's wonderful. You know, when I saw the description, Golf Forever is the number one at-home golf trainer, an intuitive app, and golf-specific tools like Golf Forever Swing Trainer to optimize flexibility, strength, and movement patterns for your swing. Intuitive is the word that got me, right? An intuitive app. How can this app be intuitive?
Yeah, like I said, we got some really smart people behind the scenes that have an amazing algorithm, and when you start putting in your questions and you start putting in your your assessments, it learns. It learns from you. It learns about you. And as you go through your training program, it moves you along. It progresses your workout. So it's been really neat. And I'll tell you right now, we have young juniors taking it. We have probably over 35 college golf programs using it. I work with Scotty Scheffler. We've been using the Swing Trainer for a couple of years now. That's part of our routine on a daily basis, either at home in Dallas in the gym or on the road when we're competing on the PGA Tour.
Wow. So when you were a Cairo Sports Specialist of Dallas, which you still are, of course, but when you started that and you were working with PGA professionals, you actually started to get them ready for their round of golf. You were getting up at 4:30 in the morning and finishing at 8:30 at night. That's a long day. Tell us how your relationships must have been, wonderful in a way.
Yeah, the facility in Dallas, it's unique. We have a sport medicine component. We have a gym with trainers. We also have a golf shop connected with hitting bays. So we have everything you need for performance under one roof for golf. This is my 21st year traveling on the PGA Tour. I did 9 years with the PGA Tour medical staff, and then a handful of players pulled me off to work with them exclusively. So I'm doing about 28 weeks a year on the PGA Tour. And I get there Mondays, and I don't leave till Sundays. And, you know, when their tee times are at 6:50 a.m. or 7 a.m., I'm there, at 5 in the morning, getting these guys warmed up and ready to play. And then after the round, it's a lot of cool-down stretching, whether it's massage or we do a workout or whether it's something recovery-based. The game of golf has changed. It's changed dramatically since I started. And these guys are coming on the tour. They're athletes now. And they're looking for anything they can get their hands on for the edge and to play better golf for a long period of time.
Did I read when I was looking through some notes about you that, you know, the body is your tool as much as any of the clubs in your bag?
I've always been preaching this. It's been my mission statement. I've been in clinical practice for 25 years, and I've always said your body, your 15th club in the bag. And a lot of the swing faults that, you know, I work with some amazing instructors, golf coaches, the Butch Harmons, the Chris Comos, the Sean Foleys, the Randy Smiths. I've worked with those guys a lot over the years. I've learned a lot from them. And my understanding of the body and how it moves in the golf swing, a lot of the swing faults that just the amateur player has, whether it's hanging back, can't get to the left side, coming out of posture, swaying, sliding, a majority of those swing faults are body issues, whether it's you can't turn into your hip, or you don't have enough strength on your left hip to post up and get to the left side. And so that's what the Golf Forever app is doing. It's teaching you more on how to make your body better, to play better golf, and obviously to have less pain.
Now, you know about pain. A hockey player knows about pain. I used to watch hockey, you know, when I lived in Switzerland for a while, and the Spengler Cup was played. You know, and when you watch those international teams finally come together, it's like war's broken out. It's beautiful and it's intense. And so I figure you guys walk away from the sport when you retire and you've got some pain issues. I can only imagine that.
Yeah, it's funny, Danielle. So I actually lived in Lugano, Switzerland. I played hockey there, and I also played in the Spengler Cup. So, yeah, it's a small world, right?
Yeah.
But I'm actually in my car right now. I'm actually driving. I work for the Dallas Stars hockey team as well. And we're getting on a plane to head to Seattle for the Stanley Cup playoffs. But, yeah, I got out of the game fairly lucky. The usual knees, shoulders. Got my bell rang a few times, but... It's a tough sport. It's very intense. And that's, you know, not only with the golfers. I was in Wells Fargo all this week, and then I jumped on a plane, came home last night, and I'm going to jump another plane and go to Seattle to work with my hockey guys. So my schedule gets pretty intense this time of year.
Well, I'm really grateful that you're finding the time to talk with me. When I was reading up on Scotty Scheffler, of course, folks, you may have seen this, the Full Swing documentary produced in collaboration with the PGA Tour and Netflix to give kind of a behind-the-scenes look at the players and the tournaments, as scripted as possible. Scotty Scheffler was talking about Golf Forever during that. And that's where you may have heard it without realizing what he was talking about. But when did you start working with Scotty? He was young.
Really young, yeah. So my facility in Dallas, we have a pretty good junior golf development program. So Jordan Spieth, I was with him since he was 15. I started working with Scotty since he was 14. Yeah, it's been really neat. It's kind of like Groundhog Day. Jordan went through his, you know, peak to number one in the world, 15, 16, 17, and now Scotty's going through that now. I think I have a pretty good recipe on what I would call long-term athletic development. I'm big on the body. I look at Scotty as a Dustin Johnson type player. My goal of him since day one, because of his body type, is I want him to be a powerful golfer. The game itself is a power game now. And that's what we've been working on, Scotty. Number one, keeping him obviously pain-free and injury-free, but also number two is getting him to hit the ball pretty far. I would say week to week, he's probably top five in driving distance, and usually tee to green, he's number one in on the field. So it's a pretty cool combo. He's a great kid off the course. He's a hard worker. I remember when he walked in the door as a 14-year-old, just a little kiddo, now the world, you can see Scottie Scheffler on the world stage.
Yep.
So.
Yep. Absolutely. I like this. It's a transcription, I guess, of an earlier interview. I believe I'm reading what you said. Looking on the performance side of it, I had to make sure he had, Scottie Scheffler, enough gas in the tank, as the physical fatigue can cause mental fatigue. And part two was to continue to build on his mobility stability foundation, working hard on improving his hip and core strength. And that's where Golf Forever Swing Trainer came in. So let's get into the parts. What is, you know, is there something hands-on in addition to the app that can help me improve my body strength?
Yeah, and so what? Not only do we have the fitness app, we have a bunch of training aids that correlate with the app, and one of them is the Swing Trainer, which we launched this year. And it's interesting, but 2 years ago we introduced it into Scotty's training program, and we played Torrey Pines, and he finished second. And as most athletes, they're very superstitious, and so we put it back in play again for Waste Management in Phoenix 2 years ago, and he wins. So as you know, anytime you put in something into a system into place, they have to buy into it. And probably the easiest way for these athletes to buy into it is when they become very successful. So this Swing Trainer has been amazing. It's evolved into, I would say right now, we're at the British Open at St. Andrews last year, and I counted over 27 PGA Tour players using it in their warm-ups. Like a Jordan Spieth, a Justin Thomas, a Sam Burns, everybody's been using it. It's pretty cool. It's very easy, but it's very effective. Like you said, it works on your mobility. It works on your stability. It simulates the golf swing. Probably the best feedback I got from Scotty was he felt by going through our warm-ups, he was already warmed up when he got to the first tee, which means he didn't have to hit a lot of balls to warm up. The Swing Trainer simulates that golf swing, so it activates all the muscles. It opens up the joints, creates a little bit of a sweat, and he just steps up on the tee box and he's ready to go.
If you want to find out more, it's golfforever.com. Really easy. Golfforever.com. And when I heard Golf Forever, that must mean that, you know, you can get into the game and play golf forever. But way, it does, right?
Yeah. I mean, we get stuff every day, text messages and emails from customers. Like, they're all, you can get the Golf Forever online or Amazon or PGA Superstore or Golf Galaxy. We're in over 400 stores across the country now. And it's been really neat. Like, people who've had back pain couldn't play the game. Now it's got them stronger, more stable. They're playing 9 holes, they're playing 18 holes. The way I look at it, Danielle, is people work really hard their entire lives. And when they want to retire, they want to play the game they love to play, which is golf. And unfortunately, golf requires a lot of rotation, a lot of stability. And, you know, we don't work on that as we go through our working years. Mm-hmm. And when we put into play the Golf Forever app and the Swing Trainer to kind of help you out with it, it's crazy how well it's helped people up in a short period of time. Like, it doesn't take very long. And so I always say Golf Forever is you know, you can play golf forever, but I say it's golf for everybody. You know, the junior players, our college players, our pros, our clients who are 55, 65, 75 using it. It's been really neat to see. Everybody's really responded well to the swing trainer.
Wow. Yeah, this is great. And I'm going to go into the Wayback Machine. There was a time and you were saying one of the first things you noticed about Scotty that he needed to get stronger when he was young. And so you worked on the strength. Now, a long time ago, guys wanted to get stronger so they could hit it farther. And they would build up their muscles and they'd go into the gym and they'd work out. And then invariably, it seemed like they'd get hurt. There must be, something's got to be in relationship to your body, your given body. You have to work on it. You know, over adding muscle seemed to be a bad thing to do. So
it's a good thing to do if you do it the right way. And you know, I've been doing this for 20 years now. When you look at some of the power players, like a Tiger or a Rory or Bryson DeChambeau or a Brooks Koepka, you know, their body breaks down. And one of the things because I see those guys out on the tour every week. And the one thing I've learned is you can put muscle mass on, but you'll also have to be able to move very efficiently. So what does that mean? You have, and this is the mobility part with Scotty. We work on that every day with him. He has a corrective stretching mobility program he does every day to making sure the joints are moving the way they should, but also a little bit of physics. A lot of people are big, but they don't hit it anywhere because you can't move. And what I mean by that is if you look at physics more like what I call elastic energy or stored energy, like a slingshot, right? If I can take a slingshot and you're very pliable, your muscles are very pliable, your joints are very flexible, and I can hold that slingshot and I can pull that band back, that's called stored energy. And I let it go and it releases very quickly. Compared to somebody who's got a lot of muscle, who doesn't have a lot of mobility, and I try to pull that rubber band back in that slingshot and it doesn't go anywhere and I let it go, what does it do? It doesn't do anything, right? So you have to look at the human body the same way. Can I get the muscles very pliable? Can I get the joints very mobile? And then add that strength, add that power on top of that. That is, I think that's the best recipe. And knock on wood, we've had no issues with Scotty so far. And we put on 8 miles an hour clubhead speed compared to last year. So that's huge. And so, you know, I got to take it slow. He's like tee to green. He's number one on the tour. He's got a great iron. He's got a great, you know, wedge game. But the power game is where it's at right now.
Right on. I mean, it's great because I'm looking at some of the guys that you've been working with, you know, Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas. And it's good to see, their bodies are in great shape. And now they're working on different parts of their tool set, you know, the putter or whatever it may be. So there's so many facets to this. And I've asked a lot of people this. You know, okay, you played a sport, but it's also a game, hockey.
Yep.
A lot of people say, golf isn't a sport, it's a game. So how do you answer that?
Good question. Nobody's ever asked me that question before. I think number one, sport, you wonder what sport it is. It's entertainment, right? So it definitely is a game. But when I think there's money on the line, the game turns to a sport. And as we all know, there's a lot of money on the line, and these guys can make a lot of money. They make a lot of money if they stay healthy for a long period of time. So, yeah, that's the way I would answer that one. Yes, you can play a game. You can play a game with your family. You can play cards at home. But when there's a lot of money on the line, it becomes a sport. So.
A sport. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And when you invest in your body and you, as you said earlier in our conversation, these guys are athletes. And if you are an athlete, you are in a sport. And that's you don't spend all that time, right, getting ready.
And you're right. Like I said, I've been out on the tour for 20 years. And, you know, the body types that you see now currently compared to 20 years ago are night and day. And, back in the day when I first started, the guys that come off the course, have a smoke, drink a beer. Now it's protein shakes, it's creatine, it's cryotherapy, it's workouts, it's anything recovery. And it's a long season. It's a big grind, like I mentioned before, mentally and physically. And so I push Scotty really hard in the gym. to make sure that, especially when we have another major coming up here in 2 weeks, that he's as fresh he is on Thursday morning as it is on Sunday afternoon going down the back nine. Because when you get mentally fatigued, you physically get tired too, and they feed off each other. And those are things we can control. We can control that. We can't control the weather. We can't control the bounces or the crowd outside the ropes. But we got to make sure that we can control that and making sure we do it. Cross the T's, dot the I's.
Awesome. Dr. Troy Van Biesen, Director of Strategic Initiatives, Golf Forever. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse with us this morning. So enlightening. I know a lot of people are going to look at television watching golf in a whole new way. Thank you.
Thanks, Danielle. Thanks for having me. Enjoy your day.
You too. Have a great flight. Have fun with the hockey team. Aloha.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Bye. Aloha.
Okay, we're going to come back, of course, after we take care of... Oh, you know, and I meant to tell you guys what the tee times are. I'm sorry for the delay. Volcano Golf Club, it's a nice 56 degrees. Make sure you have your mittens on. There's an 8:30 and a 9:12, and it's a gorgeous golf course in between two volcanoes. You got to experience it. It's Volcano Golf Club. Hapuna, we didn't get them, but Makalei has an 8:36 and a 9:28 and a 10:20. Poipu Bay, the Wolfpack Think Tank is out on the course. So, I don't know, be careful, okay? There are tee times at 9:40, 9:50, 10:20, and 11:20. Kauai Lagoons has an 8:46, a 10:10, an 11:32. Turtle Bay, 8:40, 9:18, 10:26. Royal Hawaiian Country Club, 8:30, 9:10, 10:16. Eva Beach Golf Club, 8:50, 9:22, 10:56. Makaha East has an early one. It's an 8:48 and a 9:12. And on Maui, the California Bankers Association, they're having a tournament on the Emerald Course. There's on the Gold Course a 1:10 and a 1:20, and some after that as well. And on the Blue Course, the Maui Adult Daycare Group, they're out on the golf course. They're out, you know, having some exercise, having some relaxation so they can get back to taking care of everybody. It's such an incredibly important position in life. Maui Nui, there's an 8:48, a 9:36, and a 10:56. And we're going to come back and we're going to be talking with Greg Nichols, Ko'olina Golf, after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. The Aloha Power Equipment Superstore is next to the Costco gas station in Ivele. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, weed whackers, blowers, chainsaws, and generators. We got it all. Specials throughout the store. We stock parts and accessories for everything we sell. Honda, Maruyama, Steel, Echo, Billy Goat, and a lounge for while you wait repairs. Our Waipahu store is still open. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment Superstore. Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
No high fives for me? What is
up? I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Taking a deep breath, rip it, and rip it. Did I? Oh, man. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Hey, thank you. Greg Nichols, General Manager, Director of Golf, Ko'olina Golf Course, and welcome into the clubhouse.
Good morning, Danielle. Aloha.
Good morning.
How are you?
And are you a grandpa? Are you going to be on where are you going today?
Thanks for asking. Yeah, no, we've got a six-year-old grandson, Pierce, and he is playing a lot of sports today. Yesterday was soccer. Today is baseball. He's got a little t-ball game coming up. He's excited about that. And we'll get him into golf. He's already into golf, but he's golf for him means riding around the cart, chasing swans, feeding fish, which is fine.
You know, I think it was Jack Nicklaus who said when he was asked, at what age should you get your kids into playing the game of golf? And he said, when they stop chasing frogs.
That's a great answer. I love it. How you doing? Everything good?
Oh, yeah. I'm doing real good. You know, I don't want to tell you how old mine's.
No.
He's at KCC now. Oh, my goodness gracious. Where does the time go?
Well, that's when you get started early, Danielle. That's what happens.
Yes. Then you can be young and spry and, you know, keep up with them.
Exactly.
Right? Exactly.
Exactly.
All right. So, Greg, I'm so proud of you. And this isn't the first time either. You were awarded the PGA Professional Development Award. And this bestows special recognition on a PGA golf professional who personally displays a strong desire for lifelong education to include outstanding and continuing contributions to professional education. Wow. Now, how do you do that? What are you doing to be recognized?
Well, first of all, it's always an honor being recognized by your peers, and I really appreciate that, Danielle. You know, I was raised by parents that gave me a work ethic that my father, especially in his occupation, my mother was a stay-at-home, but she was also went out as a nurse. But they, you know, it's all about continuing education, and you never stop learning. And I think I've been influenced by several mentors of mine, especially at Wildlife Country Club in my first job there, that really impressed upon me how important it was to keep learning. You know, you never quite get it, and that's the beauty of the game of golf too. There's always something new. And you know what we're seeing now in the world of like technology and how technology is changing everything. I believe in it, and I've been happy to to try to encourage my fellow professionals to do the same.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, to stop embracing what's new is to start getting old quickly, you know. Go ahead, please.
I was with someone, we talk about games and game videos, with a really interesting, played golf yesterday with an interesting individual that's in the gaming and video business. And we're talking a lot about AI and what that means for every profession and, whether it doesn't matter. And I don't know. I didn't grow up playing video games, so I was really interested to hear what he had to say and how big a sport it is now. And I say sport, it's legitimately a sport where they have these great events and games. And what does it mean for golf? What does it mean for all of our professions? It's really a fascinating thing.
Yes, that would be a great conversation on the radio, because they're talking about AI coming and taking over jobs from humans, but somebody said, well, I don't think that's really going to happen. We're going to give them the grunt work, the stuff that you don't want to do.
We'll be working for the robots one of these days, Daniel. But so that, thinking about golf and education, so think about it. If you have a particular swing issue, or you want to try to learn something, or you're struggling with your game, imagine if you could put yourself on video and a computer could analyze it and give you exactly, going back to really what the root cause is, and here are the 1, 2, 3, 4 things that you need to do in sequence to become a better player. And that's just for golf. I mean, I was talking to a lawyer last night, and what it means for their business. They may not need to be a lawyer. If you can put in your, what your issues are into an AI can spit it out and tell you, okay, here's the here's your case. Here's what you need to do. It's fascinating. It really is.
But I need a mouthpiece to be presenting it to the judge. I don't think the AI will have the right.
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know.
That can make things.
Always be.
Yes. I'm just thinking about Siri, you know, or whatever her name is.
Right. That's right, Siri. Go on. Yep, for sure. What would we do without Siri?
I don't have a clue. She drives me nuts. I tell her to be quiet.
Let's ask Siri, what should we do?
So in addition to all the things you do, Greg Nichols, general manager, director of golf, Ko'olina Golf Club. Is it golf club, right? It's golf club.
Yes, it is.
Yes. Yep. And and with your grandson and everything that you do, you are also instrumental in Patriot Golf Day, and this is Patriot Golf Month, right?
It's, you know, it now starts with Memorial Day across the country. Historically, Danielle, and you know, you've been a wingman, and you know, I might not use the correct pronoun.
It's okay. I don't mind. Wingman's good. Good.
Uh-huh. We were all inspired by Dan Rooney, who started this back in 2007, and you know, I remember him coming over in 2008 and skydiving into the PGA Pro Junior event and talking to the kids and you know, inspiring them about what it means to give back. And since that time, it started very humbly. The first year, Danielle, in 2007, they raised $1 million. They went to educational scholarships for the families of military heroes that have been, you know, wounded or killed in service to the country. Since that time, they've raised over $200 million and awarded over 44,000 educational scholarships. And so, well, we've been in Hawaii, and it's not just me. It's every PGA member gets involved, Danielle, throughout our section. And we've raised several hundred thousand dollars and given thousands of scholarships to kids here in Hawaii for educational scholarships. So I think, you know, to me, it's one of the really cool things that the PGA does across the country and here in the Aloha section to give back to the game. So I'm proud to be part of it.
Absolutely. And now, if you can't play the game and you still, you know, during this month,
sure,
moving up, you can still donate, right? I thought I saw a donate button that you can just,
yep,
you can always do that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I'd encourage anybody that really is interested about helping out, just go to Folds of Honor, and it's very easy to be a part of the group. I think, or go to your local golf club, ask them what you can do. I think many of the golf clubs around the state will be offering something. We're doing it on every Saturday. We have a closest to the pin contest, and we you know, bring up some great prizes and just make it fun. But I think, you know, really there's a lot of different ways to get involved. The change now, Danielle, is called PGA. It's Patriot Golf Days, where there's not, it's night. Starts on Memorial Day, but it's really celebrated throughout the year. One of the guys I want to give a real shout out to is Tommy Freestone and his team at Hokuala. They raised over $100,000 at a single event last year in you know, early December, and you know, great credit to them. And I think Dan Rooney actually attended that event, and that just shows what a single PGA professional can do at the particular facility if he wants to make a difference.
Yeah.
And so really proud of Tommy and what he's doing.
Absolutely. And Dan Rooney is just inspiring, you know.
Sure.
He really is, and a great guy. But Tom Freestone was given an award for the work he's done.
You bet. Well-deserved. Yep.
Patriot Golf Days and everything that goes into making it a success. So go to Patriot Golf Days, but that's what it is. But you go to Folds of Honor, right?
You could do either.
Yeah, okay.
Patriot Golf Days and or Folds of Honor. It all comes back to it. And we ought to mention PGA Hope is one of the key, key programs that benefit from this. Besides the Folds of Honor, PGA Hope gives teaches the game of golf to military veterans that have been injured and that are, you know, and you know, again, there's mental fit and physical injuries that they're dealing with. And golf has been shown to be a great bridge to go from, you know, from serving in the military to then civilian life and you know, we're gaining a sense of community and belonging, and you know, that I can do this, and you know, people care about me, and you know, golf is great in that regard. It's a great social game.
Yeah.
The wellness, you know, the health and wellness factor is huge for golf.
Yeah, I don't know if we've talked about Steve Greiner, but Steve's been on my show a number of times, and I first experienced the power of these kinds of weekly events that brings together people who have lost a limb or have been blown up. And blown up doesn't mean that you're no longer in one piece. It means that you've had some serious brain concussion. And that issue is, you know, no one can see that. And so I, as Steve was showing me the different places where they were doing, you know, closest to the pin sorts of things, putting, chipping, I'm thinking long drive, but it's actually just on the driving range, hitting off the tee, and everybody having this camaraderie. And then every once in a while, people would go missing. And I, you know, I'd look at Steve and I'd say, where did they go? And he go, oh, they just need to take a moment. You know, it's like it gets to be too much. So they need to walk away from the crowd, but know that the crowd is there that they can come back to. And that it, you know, having an understanding of all the different things that people deal with in life after having these kinds of things happen to them. That's the most important, compassion, but not,
You're exactly right.
Yeah. You know, not sicky kind compassion, but just understanding compassion. And then you can, everybody just has a great time. And they did. It was a wonderful experience for me and a big learning experience. And Steve Greiner had, was a great guy, really good guy.
Kevin Shimomura, who's the director of player development at Coalina, went through the educational process. I sat in on some of it, not all of it, but I was really impressed with the instructors that they brought down, like Stephen Grimer, that shared all of what you were just talking about. And, you know, it's a 2-day program.
Excellent.
And, you know, it's just, it's fascinating to really be able to put yourself in the shoes of what these people are experiencing.
Yeah. So good. All right. Greg Nichols, General Manager, Director of Golf, Coalina Golf Resort. Tell me, Grandpa. I'm a grandma, so I can call you Grandpa.
you bet. Papa.
Papa. Okay. Papa, is it hard not cheering really loudly?
You know, I've seen enough sports parents in my years that I try to be quietly supportive. But, yeah, I will cheer. I can't help it.
Exactly. Sometimes. Yeah.
Danielle, you know what it's all about. But I wanted to, again, thank you, Danielle, for all you do, and appreciate the, you know, the shout outs for Patriot Golf Day and for, you know, all the PGA members. And we really appreciate your support of the game.
Absolutely. I love it. Absolutely.
You're
love
the best.
It. Thank you. Okay. And you are. Thank you, Greg Nichols, General Manager, Director of Golf, Coalina Golf Club. We'll talk again soon. Okay.
All right there, Grandma. Take care.
Right on.
Bye-bye.
Aloha. All right. We're going to come back and talk with Bob Herrig, senior golf writer, Sports Illustrated. He's over at Quail Hollow. Goodness gracious, there's a whole bunch of stuff going in this game of golf. And the semifinal field is nearly set at the Hanwha Life Plus International Crown. Now, I've been away from the set, so I don't know. International Crown LPGA team event, one day of pool play to go. Sweden, Australia, Thailand, they all clinched their spots. The United States swept both matches on Friday. They are on the verge of advancing. Sweden remains perfect in pool play, winning both matches against China. Thailand swept defending champion South Korea, and Australia beat Japan to advance out of Pool B on a kind of cold and blustery day. But hey, it's TPC Harding Park. You know, when you're at TPC Harding Park, cold, blustery. Yeah. I feel like we've had a lot of fun this week, and I feel like that's been working to our advantage. Yes, I started saying golf's got to be fun 20 years ago. This show was 25 years old, and people got mad at me. Golf's not fun. You got to take it serious. Well, I didn't say don't take it serious, but not that serious. It's still got to be fun. So Sweden's Anna Nordqvist. They've been taking advantage of it, of being a lot of fun this week. The U.S. has 3 points after 2 days in Pool A. They'll clinch the final spot in Sunday's knockout round by getting at least half a point today against Sweden, or if China doesn't sweep England. You know, these things, match play and all these different... it's really good for the folks who like to wager on a few things. All right, so we're going to come back. We're going to talk with Bob Herrig, senior golf writer, Sports Illustrated, after this. He's also author of Tiger and Phil, Golf's Most Fascinating Rivalry. We'll be back. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
You can buy new equipment and practice your swing, but peace of mind is the best way to improve your game. Our mission at SIPAC is to safeguard organizations from cyber attacks and business disruption. We are an elite group of cybersecurity specialists providing the deepest level of cyber protection anywhere in Hawaii. As local residents with businesses and families, we are fully invested in protecting Hawaii's livelihoods and assets with the serenity that comes from having SIPAC watching your network and infrastructure so you can completely focus on your next swing. Call 808-861-9595 or on the web at SIPAC.com. That's CYPA.com.
Do you know that next week is Mother's Day? I mean, I can hardly keep up with all of this stuff. Somebody said, what are you going to do for Mother's Day? I don't know. I haven't gotten to the day yet. No idea. What we'd like to do for Mother's Day is give you 2 rounds of golf at Poipu Bay. All right? It's an absolutely gorgeous golf course. 2 rounds of golf at Poipu Bay, the home of the Grand Slam of golf for years. And Tiger was always there. All you have to do is be the ninth caller. 808-545-1111. So you can win the present you're going to give to Mom. That's 808-545-1111.
MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. COVID compliant. Fire damage repair. Mold remediation. Asbestos abatement. Call 528-3434. And now, get MD cleaned.
Nice door. Hey, that's a beautiful door.
Yes, Mike, it is. Rayner has helped thousands of Hawaii homeowners improve their home's beauty and safety with a new door over the years. We specialize in helping people get the right door so they can enjoy their door now while adding to the value and security of their home.
This is little Mike, and that was 18 years ago. It's never too late to call my dad. Rayner Overhead Doors, 676-3667.
Got to make this 30-foot putt. Checking the brake, 3 fingers, quieting the mind. Where's my putter?
I'm holding it. Let's go back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Bob Herrig, senior golf writer, Sports Illustrated, author Tiger and Phil, Golf's Most Fascinating Rivalry. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? How's Quail Hollow doing?
Oh, really nice. It's kind of, you know, probably one of my favorite tournaments. It's a cool vibe at Quail Hollow. Really nice golf course. The weather's pretty good, and a pretty good leaderboard, too. I think the last I checked, we have 11 guys tied for the lead. Seriously, I think it's 10 or 11 guys right now or 8 under par. I can't count them all up. So pretty interesting weekend ahead here.
Yeah, it certainly is. And let me see, did Rory make the cut or he didn't make the cut?
He did make the cut. He's already done for the day. Teed off really early and basically treaded water for the entire third round. So he's right where he started. I believe he's one under which is, was the cut number. And, you know, it's a shame he didn't get anything going today because, you know, he would have given himself maybe an outside chance tomorrow if he could have, shot 5-6 under par today. It doesn't look so far like anybody's really like breaking out. So, by making the cut on the number, he had sort of given himself maybe an outside chance, but he wasn't able to take advantage this morning.
Yeah. Let's get into that in a little bit. So we have Tyrrell Hatton, Wyndham Clark. I believe they're just starting their, is it possible that they're just starting their round? Because seven.
Yeah, that's correct. Yep.
Was there a
weather? They're only a hole in, I believe.
Okay. Okay. So Tyrrell Hatton, Wyndham Clark, Xander Schauffele. Let's see now. Sungjae Im, Adam Scott, Tommy Fleetwood, Adam Svensson, Harris English, and Max Homa are tied for the lead at various places on the golf course.
That's right. Yep.
That is really something to have that much power in one little space. When I said we get back to Rory, I just wanted to go to, do you mind if we go through some of the things that have like happened in the last 5 days? Joe LaCava goes to Patrick Cantlay after 12 years with Tiger Woods. Were you surprised?
Only slightly. I'm surprised that he made it permanent and let that be known. Joe's obviously spent a lot of time on the sidelines here over the last 5, 6, 7 years, being extremely loyal to Tiger, and obviously nobody knows what the arrangement was, but clearly Tiger was taking care of him in some way to sit out.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard to believe it would have been in a manner in which you could be paid to be a caddy out here, caddying for a top player who's making a lot of money.
Yeah.
And, Patrick Cantlay's made, just this season, has made $5.8 million.
Really?
And at the lowest level of pay, that would probably equate to about $250,000 or $300,000 for the caddy.
Wow.
And probably more because there's been top tens and they usually pay more for that. And, so I think, Joe's getting to the point where he's like, I want to work. And, he's been a caddy for 30 plus years. It's a physical, demanding job. How much longer can you keep doing it? He's in his late 50s. And he said, I spoke to him on Tuesday. He said, Tiger had said to him, they had talked many times, I'm guessing over the last several months, look, if an opportunity comes along, you should take it. And Joe called him to ask him about doing this, and Tiger told him he'd be crazy not to. I mean, look, Tiger's not going to be playing anytime soon. And, Joe took some one-off gigs with Fred Couples. He caddied for Steve Stricker a couple of weeks ago. But, Patrick Cantlay is a fourth-ranked player in the world. And, he won the FedEx Cup a couple of years ago. He's a threat to win tournaments. When a player wins a tournament these days, that's $100,000 plus for the caddy. I just think you throw all that in there and then that decision becomes pretty obvious.
Right on. And, I think Tiger telling him, if something comes along, go for it. Is that perfect? Like a brother. They're friends, someone said. They're like a brother to one another. And what they've the surgery that Tiger just went through, an ankle fusion now?
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to look back to see what the actual name of the bones were that were fused. But basically, it was two bones were, merged. That's what a fusion is.
Yeah,
it's not. It's not dissimilar to what he had in his back. He had a spinal fusion.
Yeah.
And they actually fused together two bones. And what it does is it provides a lot of stability. And so for Tiger, it's going to lessen the pain and give him a lot more stability and probably a much better quality of life and a lot better, ability to, you know, maybe get around. What it's going to do from a golf standpoint is it's going to hurt his flexibility. And that doesn't mean he can't play. But there still is the question as to, okay, you know, how will he swing the club? You know, how will this impact it? Will he actually still, will this allow him to walk properly and for great distances? You know, it sounds to me like the type of thing that you're trying to avoid, just like the spinal fusion. It was something he wanted to avoid if he could. You want to work your way through it with rehab and rest and all the other things. And finally, that just couldn't happen. And my sense is that's the same thing with the foot and the ankle and the lower leg, is that, you know, finally, like the course of action they had taken over the past 2 years, you know, he had gotten to a certain point, and then, okay, now it's not going to get any better unless we do this, you know. And I think it's pretty fair to, you know, I think it's pretty fair to surmise the Tiger's in a lot of pain.
Well,
you know, just even a small amount of walking and even just to live his life. And so this was, you know, I think done to help him in those areas. And, you know, we don't get all the info. We don't know all the details. You know, he's not forthcoming with all of that. You know, maybe in a few months' time he'll emerge and we'll hear more about it.
I can imagine the conversation that he would be having with his doctor. You know, my conversation would be, hey, let's do the screws thing. Let's try, because I don't want to give up the, you know, the turn in my ankle. I let's try that. You know, and then the screws come through your skin. Ow, God, you know, just that thought is like, if it happened or not, I don't know. It was said to have. And then finally having to say, okay, let's do the fusion thing. You know, that didn't work.
Yeah, and what we don't know, too, is like, did something go wrong at the Masters? Like, did something get worse? Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't know. I mean, it's possible. But, you know, I think the thing I just noted myself, it's all, you know, just there's no scientific or medical basis behind it. It's just more what I observed. It's just from one Masters to the next, it just didn't seem like he improved. You know, after the British Open last year, we didn't really see him.
Yeah.
His golf was on a golf cart, you know, and those things in December. And then he played the Riviera in February, and he had two good days and he had two, you know, so-so days, managed to make the cut, finished way back. He was hurting towards the end, but you sort of expect that. And I think there was this hope that there would be improvement. You know, my guess is there might have been a setback. You know, there might have been a setback after Riviera. And also, we don't know about his back. You know, his back is not, you know, just because he had the spinal fusion, he's had another procedure on that back since, just before he had the car crash. So, you know, that thing gives him trouble too. And the weather was crappy at Augusta. It was really cold on Saturday. Obviously it was raining. It was just like the worst, you know, conditions that could have occurred for him. And, you know, you add all that up and here we are. There's just, the only thing we do know is, you know, it would be some sort of a miracle for him to return at the Open at Hoy Lake this summer. And, you know, we're probably looking more like, okay, he's done. Maybe he comes back and play with his son at the father-son or the hero in December. And then you see it again about 2024.
Yeah. Yeah. Because he's not supposed to have any weight on his foot for 3 months after the fusion, you know? So you're right. It's truly incredible what he'll do to stay competitive. And I wonder sometimes, somebody said, oh, he was just joking, but I wouldn't be surprised if he looked forward to the Champions Tour and being in a golf cart and still being able to be competitive, you know, in a fight to win this tournament and having a chance to do it. I'd get that.
I have a theory about that, that it's one of these days I'll put into writing. But, you know, if Tiger were to play on the Champions Tour, you know, a handful of events or even a couple of events, and he were at that point, which is, you know, we're talking 2.5 years away, And it's at that point, he still has his game that he has now, and he's able to walk better. Those Champions Tour events would help him get sharp for the big tournament on the regular tour, because he could play out of a cart and not overdo it with the walking, to keep his game sharp, and then try to play, say, the Masters, where you would have to walk, and you know, but at least he'll have had the golf,
yes,
which he's not had. At least he'll have competed.
Yes,
he'll have hit shots under pressure. He'll have been inside the ropes. He'll be playing. You know, it's not the same playing Champions Tour golf, but you know, way back in the day, when Jack Nicklaus turned 50, he played a lot of senior golf, and he was competitive in several majors in his 50s. Because he was playing, you know, he was competing, and it helped him when he got to the Masters or the U.S. Open. People forget at 58, Jack tied for sixth, and beat Tiger, by the way, the year after Tiger won the Masters for the first time. So, I mean, you know, why wouldn't we think Tiger could do that if he's reasonably healthy?
That's exactly right.
Obviously, it's a long way between now and that point, but it's just something to think about.
Yep, yep. Something else that happened. Actually, I shouldn't say that. I should just say that something else that actually came real for me. I couldn't believe it. Elevated events are going to be no-cut events. And I'm just like, okay, so what next? There are going to be 54 whole tournaments. This is... And Xander Schauffele says the majority of the designated events have been limited field. So the no cut and all of that leaves a whole lot of guys out in the cold. What are your thoughts?
Yeah. Well, listen, I mean, it's fair to say that for all the criticism of LIV Golf, what you're doing is sort of imitating them.
Yes.
You know, LIV Golf has 14 limited field no cut events. Next year, the PGA Tour will have 11 limited field, no-cut events. That's if it's the way that Jay Monahan, the commissioner, is talking about it now. There's some pushback on some of these events having cuts. But the way they want it is to have no cuts, 70 to 80 players. LIV has 48. You know, obviously, that means guaranteed money for everybody. That's what LIV has. I'm including the playoff event. You know, the big difference is that on the PGA Tour, you have to have played your way into these tournaments, you know, into these designated events. Next year, it's going to be guys who were top 50 FedEx this year. There's ways to get into them from week to week. You know, the world rankings are a way. If you win a tournament, that's a way. There's, you know, mini FedEx points lists that can get you in. You know, that's the big difference with LIV, which is basically – you know, a locked field. But it is, you know, it is sort of the same thing that a lot of people have ridiculed.
Yes.
And now they're going down the same path. And look, I don't have a problem with guys getting guaranteed money. I think that's why we're at this juncture right now in golf, because there wasn't that. But, you know, the no-cut thing is a controversial issue. You know, it's a discussion point that you know, I don't think it's going to go away. It's sort of the lifeblood of golf, and while I think it's okay here and there, that number of events is a lot, and I think you'll continue to see a lot of discussion on this.
I hope so. One argument was made that made sense, but to give into it is creepy. You know, the advertisers, the sponsors, the guys who put up the $25 million, whatever it is, for the purse, they want to make sure that the field is, you know, you don't lose, let's say, from Xander Schauffele, you don't use Patrick Cantlay, you don't lose any of the, you know, all of a sudden his name went right out of my head. He's used to be number one in the world. He just lost that number rank. Help me here. He's from Spain. Come on.
Yeah, Jon Rahm.
Thank you.
Yep.
It's a horrible thing for that to happen when you're on the radio. Yes. So, you know, all these guys, they want these guys to be in the whole time. It's kind of like the same reason match play didn't really take off in the world golf championships because they were, you know, you ended up not having the greatest players in the world at the end of the. So, but at the same time, as you said, no cut. That, I mean, that's crazy because it's all about making it into the weekend. And yeah, anyway, and somehow.
Well, to their point, I mean, look, there's an argument to be made there. The people are putting up the big money and they don't want to, you know, the TV and the sponsors, they're having to reach deep to make these designated events work, these huge purses.
Right.
And, you know, the last thing they want is to not see Rory McIlroy on the weekend. But by the same token, what we were just talking about earlier, he's already done. Like he, you know, if you're in an 80 player field, look, they had, 74 guys here, I think, made the cut. So those tournaments are going to be 60 to 80, no cut. Unless you go off both tees, you know, Roy teed off early today. He's off the golf course before the TV window anyway. CBS is not on the air yet. Golf Channel has it right now. So, I mean, my question there is like, yeah, okay, the fans got to see him, which is great, but, like, TV isn't going to get to. Now, yes, if he'd had a big day today, he could have been in the mix tomorrow, and I get that. There's something to be said for that. But, you know, it's a weird bit of an argument there, and it really does seem that they're sort of giving in to TV and the sponsors, which suggests how hard this is to make work.
Yes.
You know, it's a lot of money. And where's it coming from? You know,
exactly.
The tour has reserves, but they don't have unlimited reserves.
Unlike
and, you know, if they had to go through and pump in an extra $10 million for, 10 tournaments, say, well, look at the numbers we're talking about. That's a huge hit. So, okay, so then they turn around and say, we'll pump in two per tournament. Well, we need you to come up with another eight. So you're asking Wells Fargo, which is already on the hook for 12 to 13 million probably for a regular tournament, now has to come up with another eight. You know, and then you start to say, is it worth it to spend $20 million on 1 week, for golf? You know, does that get your message across? Does that help your business? I mean, these are all the behind-the-scenes questions that are going on, and that's why Jay Monahan, you know, probably been pulling his hair out because there's no easy answers here.
No, there's not. And a really important thing to remind everybody is that Jay is just doing what his members want. I mean, it's not like he's the guy that's calling all the shots. Doesn't he have to answer to the tour players who are his boss?
Well, sure, and that's where, and yet not every tour player is on board with all this. You know, look, you have to give them some credit. Last year, when the whole LIV thing was going on, they're losing players. The tour was slow to adapt, to make changes. You know, I've talked on here before. You go back 3, 4, 5 years, the threat of a rival league was there. It has been percolating beneath the surface for several years. It wasn't called LIV. It didn't have the full 100% Saudi backing originally, but it was there. It was a similar concept, 54 holes, 48 players, guaranteed money, no cuts. And there was a lot of people on board with the idea. And it sprung from the fact that the star players were not getting anything guaranteed. You know, I've used the example many, many times. You know, Tiger shows up to a tournament on Thursday morning. All those people in the grandstands are packed in there, probably bought tickets because he's playing. You know, he played in the Pro-Am on Wednesday. He had to be there Tuesday for a practice round. They're selling merchandise and tickets based on his appearance. You know, a guy he's playing with whose name we don't know, who doesn't sell a single ticket, no offense to him, has the same ability to win the same amount of money as Tiger standing on that first tee. They're both at zero. And unless you perform, you know, you're not getting the money. Now, look, there's something that's sort of noble about that. But, when Steph Curry plays in the NBA, you know, he could have an off night and the guy who's making the NBA minimum comes off the bench and plays a great game. But the bottom line is they still get paid their same salary, you know? So that has never really trickled into golf. And now we're seeing that a little bit more.
Exactly.
These guys are going to start to get paid more for their worth. And then, you know, we can argue about whether or not it's worth it. But yes, that's where we were headed with all this.
Exactly. And, you know, when I said what's up with Rory, it feels like the earth seems to be moving under his feet. He was a huge supporter of the PGA Tour versus LIV Golf, sticking to the PGA Tour plan and not succumbing to LIV pressures. And now it seems like, as you know, we just talked about, PGA Tour is copying LIV. That must be a weird place to be for Rory McIlroy.
Well, and, you know, to Rory's credit, he's admitted, several players have admitted, if it weren't for LIV, they might not be at this point right now. You know, they forced them to make some changes. They you know, everybody's benefited. You know, the LIV guys are making a lot of money. And now the PGA Tour guys, at least the top guys, are making a lot of money. And if you're a middling guy, you have a chance to make a lot of money. You know, there's still the opportunity next year to play your way into those designated events. You know, there's, like I was saying earlier, after the Century Tournament in Hawaii next year, which will be the first designated event, there's going to be two or three or four regular events that will lead into the next designated event. And who the top five guys in points from those, just those events, who are not otherwise in the next designated event, will qualify. So there's incentive for you to play well in those other tournaments to get into the big one. And, you know, there is a competitive aspect to it that's pretty interesting. I think the bottom line, though, is for us, for the consumer, what we're going to see, what we're seeing now, is we're seeing the top players in the same events more often, you know, outside of the majors. This year, you know, we saw it in Hawaii. We saw it at Phoenix, Genesis, Bay Hill, the Players, you know, obviously the majors, Hilton Head. Now this week, 2 weeks is the PGA. 2 weeks after that's the Memorial, another designated event. You know, so we're getting these guys together more often, and I think that's what we want.
Yes.
You know, we want to see the big names competing, and pretty much they've come through also. A lot of the big names have risen to the top and given us compelling leaderboards.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, Bob, we've kind of run out of time, and I haven't even been able to talk to you about the end of the Ryder Cup, with the resignation of all these guys from the DP World Tour, that Ian Poulter, Lee Westwood, Sergio Garcia have resigned their memberships. And Sergio hasn't even paid his penalty yet. that's what I'm talking about, people. This week has been like, say what? You know, boy, I'm sure you're just getting a sense of everything, the turmoil. You know, is money ruining the PGA Tour?
Never ends. Yeah.
Never ends.
It's
no,
a busy time in golf.
You're going to have to, for your book, it's going to have to be the second edition. You know, it's going to be, you just continue the story from where you left off, because so much has happened that has to do with Tiger and Phil going on a rampage. I don't even want to, it's like, wow. Phil, don't use Twitter. Phil, don't use Twitter, right? Bob Herrig, senior golf writer, Sports Illustrated, author, Tiger and Phil, Golf's Most Fascinating Rivalry. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse. Let's do it again soon.
Thanks, Danielle. Have a great day.
You too. Aloha.
Thank you.
We're going to come back. Steve Marino, championship director, 43rd Senior Open Championship at Century World. It's June 29th through the July 2nd. 2023 after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Paul Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghaus, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
K-O-R-L, Waianae, Honolulu.
The Aloha Power Equipment Superstore is next to the Costco gas station in Ivele. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, weed whackers, blowers, chainsaws, and generators. We got it all. Specials throughout the store. We stock parts and accessories for everything we sell. Honda, Maruyama, Steel, Echo, Billy Goat, and a lounge for while you wait repairs. Our Waipahu store is still open. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment Superstore.
Poipu Bay on Kauai, South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
What do you get for the person that has everything? We're proud to announce Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show logoed merchandise store is open. Just click the green button on our RadioGolfClub.com website to find an outstanding selection of golf club logoed items. Make an impact on the golf course with our range of clothing and accessories that ensure a smile with every package. Explore all golf styles, from shirts, pants to jackets, and hats in your size and color. Visit Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club merchandise store today at RadioGolfClub.com. Fun at your fingertips with style.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
The U.S. Women's Open will be at Pebble Beach and accepting historic numbers of entries for the first time. The U.S. Women's Open is, more than 2,000 women have filed entries for the championship. Of course, that is July 6th to the 9th at Pebble Beach Golf Links. Who would want to play at Pebble Beach? The exact number is 2,107. That includes 13 former champions and all of the top 25 players in the world. In addition to the likes of Lydia Ko and Nelly Korda, as well as the 2022 U.S. Women's Open champion Minji Lee, a nine-year-old from Brazil, and a 60-year-old woman from Maryland will attempt to qualify for the tournament. They are the youngest and the oldest entrants. All right, this is really cool. And also, a record number of entries have been submitted for the 43rd U.S. Senior Open Championship, the prestigious USGA Championship coming to Century World in Stevens Point, Wisconsin, June 27th through the 23rd, to the July 2nd, 2023. This summer, the best golfers from around the world, 50 and up, will gather. It's so beautiful. That golf course in Stevens Point, they're going to be competing in the pinnacle of senior golf. And there's been some fabulous changes to the golf course that was originally built. I think it opened in 1982. Robert Trent Jones Jr. Designed and built, and he was there on property. And it was so funny when I heard the story about the flower hole. And it's gorgeous. I mean, some people could argue it's the most beautiful hole in the world, but then it's got 30,000 flowers around it, so that makes it kind of beautiful, right? He was walking with the person who paid for the golf course, and he was rather unimpressed with his par three. He said, what is this? You know, like, this, I'm not taken by this at all. So Robert Trent Jones, in an interview I heard, said, flowers. So he went out and got 30,000 flowers and put it around the hole. And, oh, the man who paid for the golf course said, I like it. And that took care of that problem. So that's the flower hole. And it really is. It's incredibly distracting. And isn't that what golf courses are supposed to be? Incredibly distracting. So this is all coming up. And we're looking forward to talking with the tournament, the director, the championship director, Steve Marino. And I'm not sure if we're going to be able to get a hold of him. So that's why I've been kind of like hoping that we'd get that call. So let's take a break. And we'll see what we can do to get through to him. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PJ and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
No high fives for me? What is
that? I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
You can buy new equipment and practice your swing, but peace of mind is the best way to improve your game. Our mission at SIPAC is to safeguard organizations from cyber attacks and business disruption. We are an elite group of cybersecurity specialists providing the deepest level of cyber protection anywhere in Hawaii. As local residents with businesses and families, we are fully invested in protecting Hawaii's livelihoods and assets with the serenity that comes from having SIPAC watching your network and infrastructure so you can completely focus on your next swing. Call 808-861-9595 or on the web at SIPAC.com. That's CYPA.com.
Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Steve Marino, Championship Director, 43rd Senior Open Championship at Century World, June 29th through July 2nd, 2023. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me on today. How are you?
I'm excellent. And, you know, I was at Century World, and it's been described, the golf course, a beautiful stroll in the park on this Parkland-style golf course. A course with drama in central Wisconsin. Isn't that perfect?
I couldn't agree with you more. It's like being out on a nice nature walk. You got the tall pines. You got all the flowers. It's a gorgeous golf course.
It really is. It looks, now I'm not going to say this because somebody might smack me. It looks not as difficult as it could be.
Well,
it's hard.
You're onto something there. I mean, it's definitely hard. I think when the best players in the world come out there in this for the Senior Open, the rough and the greens are really going to be the defense of it. Skinny fairways and just going to put a premium on driving accuracy.
Right, but isn't it wide open off the tee? And then
So it's not as wide open as you think. A couple years ago, they redid. They moved all the rough lines in roughly 14 to 20 yards on each hole. So now there's really no fairways that are wider than about 26, 28 yards wide.
Oh, my. And then it just narrows down even more than into the greens.
It does. It sure does. And there's some nice, some tricky green complexes. Overall, pretty flat, but there's some subtle undulation and, you know, a couple turtleback greens, a lot of false fronts. So, yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, that turtleback green, you said turtleback a couple. I'm thinking of one that's, it's like a turtle. It's not just, I looked at it, I went, how am I going to get up there? How am I going to get up there? How am I going to keep my ball from going anywhere once it gets up there? That's, you know, the next big question. So, technology, we were talking earlier in the show with someone about the technology in golf requires change. When the recent redo, if you will, it's all subtle, I imagine. But what kind of technology mm-hmm. had to be put in play on Century World Golf Course?
You know, it's a great question. So Century World is one of those courses, one of the few courses that installed sub-air systems underneath all the greens and tees. So all 18 greens have sub-air systems underneath, much like, you know, what they hear on TV every year at Augusta National. So it allows for perfect moisture regulation in the greens and peak putting on those surfaces. And then they also installed some drip irrigation around every one of the bunker edges to allow for those, you know, premium sand conditions out of the bunkers, as well as perfect lips around them. So that's just a little bit of the technology that they have in play there, and it pays dividends. It makes a big difference.
It does, absolutely. The sub air, that's impressive. Now, has Robert Trent Jones Jr. been visiting?
He has been up there once or twice. It is a little before my time, so I've been living up here in Stevens Point for about a year and a half now, just working on the Senior Open. But I know he was up here probably sometime earlier in the year prior before I moved up here. So it's he was instrumental in the whole process, as you all know, and he and his team did a great job of the renovation there.
Absolutely. So I understand 3,066 entries have been accepted for this 2023 U.S. Senior Open.
That is correct. I think that's, you know, from what I saw, it's the second highest amount of entries that has ever been recorded for a U.S. Senior Open.
3,066. So we've got Patrick Harrington and the 12 other Senior Open champions who are fully exempt to qualify, right? So we've mm-hmm. got Olin mm-hmm. Brown, Brad Bryant, Roger Chapman, Fred Funk, Jim Furyk, Bernard Langer, Jeff Maggard, Colin Montgomery, Kenny Perry, Gene Sawyer, Steve Stricker, David Toms. Wow. Incredible. The number.
Phenomenal.
Yes, it is phenomenal. I want to be there. What's the experience going to be like for those who can be there?
I mean, it's going to be wonderful. So as we mentioned before, it's like taking a nice nature walk through the golf course, but we'll have what we're calling our Experience Wisconsin area, which is going to highlight food and beverage staples from all around the state of Wisconsin.
Wow.
We've got Point Beer here. We've got a nice video jumbotron there. We've got lawn games, some golf simulator activations. And then additionally to that, on the golf course, we have public grandstands. We have ADA scooters. The experience is going to be extremely accessible for everybody that's there. So one of the great things for us is that all of our shuttles and all of our parking is within 5 minutes from the golf course. And then it's free for the patrons to come visit, park, get on the hop on the shuttle. And it's just a quick, you know, 1.5 mile, 5 minute shuttle ride over the course. So extremely accessible. And we look forward to welcoming everybody there, not just for the golfers, but for the families, the adventure seekers, everyone.
And it, you know, I found a whole new world when I was at Stevens Point, a really wonderful world. I'm sorry, I don't think we met. Did we meet when I was there? I was.
No, I don't think so. But yes. I look forward to hopefully meeting you when the championship comes around,
June 29th through July 2nd, 2023. Does that feel like really soon?
It does. You know, we've been working on this for almost 3 years now, and the days are numbered. So we're in the double digits, and we're looking forward to hosting it here. But it's coming quicker than we know it.
Do you have a lot of out of town volunteers who come in? We do in Hawaii. People come from the mainland to, you know, to volunteer for like Century Tournament of Champions. Do you have volunteers who can come from out of state?
We do. You know, it's not as the number from out of state is not as large as the number that we have locally, but the support has been phenomenal. We USGA required a minimum of 1,800 volunteers. We had an internal goal of 2,000, and then there was so much overwhelming support that we actually closed it at 2,400 volunteers fully Whoa. Registered. So it's amazing. It's just a testament to the community support here.
Wow. And how do I get tickets?
Well, you go on to ussenioropen.com, and then there's a ticket link there, or you can visit centuryworld.com. There's a little drop-down page on the left-hand side that says golf, and then there's a Senior Open tab there as well. Tickets are extremely affordable. starting at $25 for practice rounds and $50 for championship rounds.
That's great. And the money that's raised for watching, does that go into a charity bucket?
Well, so this is, we have some charities that we are working with, the local YMCA, the Stevens Point YMCA, uh-huh. United Way of Portage County. The First Tee is another one of the beneficiaries of the event. We've got a nice First Tee clinic happening on Tuesday afternoon of championship week. So we're supporting a number of local charities here within the area. It's going to be wonderful.
That sounds great. And so affordable, and all the money going to really cool reasons.
You got it. Exactly.
So I've got a beautiful stroll in the park on a Parkland-style golf course. A course with drama in central Wisconsin. Steve Marino is the championship director of the 43rd Senior Open Championship at Century World, June 29 to July 2nd, 2023. I am so glad it's going to happen because I love that golf course, and I need to find Robert Trent Jones Jr. to have him come on the show and talk about it. He's a Kauai resident. He was here during the entire COVID lockdown, and he's a wonderful guy. Thank you so much, Steve Marino. You're a wonderful guy, too, for taking the time out of your busy schedule to be with me today. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, Danielle. It was a pleasure being on the radio with you all. Come visit us here in Stevens Point, June 29th to July 2nd for the U.S. Senior Open.
Awesome. Aloha.
Aloha. Thank you very much. Take care.
You know, just enjoying the food in Stevens Point, Wisconsin is worth the trip. And I want to thank the people who make this show possible. Aloha Power Equipment's new megastore is next door to the Costco gas station on Alakava in Ivile. That's Alakava Street in Ivile. If you're going down Dillingham Boulevard, you can make a left at Alakava. That's one of the few places you're allowed to make a left going down Dillingham Boulevard. Or you can not even go through all the bumpy, coned off areas. Just go to Nimitz via river, make a right, go to Alakava, make a right, and there you'll see it right on the left. There you'll see Aloha Power Equipment, their new megastore. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment. Was your power out during that windstorm we had? Were you worried about the food in the fridge? I mean, that was some kind of experience for everyone on Oahu. So if you can get a portable generator, it'll save your food and your sanity. You know, and you'll have those emergency rations that you need. Talk with the folks at Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. MD Restoration, flood from the inside or the out, it doesn't matter. You need MD Restoration, or, God forbid, there's been a fire like we had last night in Makiki. Yes, MD Restoration. You need help immediately. MD Restoration's on it any time of the day, right away. If disaster strikes your home or your office, call MD Restoration licensed contractors. They'll do your cleanup, and they're going to do your repair. The number is 528-3434. Rainer Garage Doors, you know, safety, beautiful look, safety, quiet, your first safety zone. You come in, you shut that door, and you're home. Rainer Door, adding value to your home as well. It's the perfect time. Call 676-3667. And if you want to know what they've got, take a look at HawaiiDoor.com. And we're honored to have the support of the Aloha Section PGA. You heard it today from one of the great PGAs. It takes a lot of time. Love this game to become a PGA. And they want to share their knowledge with you. SIPAC for cybersecurity for your company, your organization. SIPAC, an elite group of cyber specialists providing the deepest level of protection anywhere in Hawaii. The number is 861-9595. Online, it's SIPAC.com. I think we have a winner too, don't we? Yes, we have a winner because are you stumped? You don't have any idea what you want to get for the person who's got everything? Get them a Poipu Bay gift certificate. And our winner is Wayne of Honolulu. He won two rounds at Poipu Bay Golf Course. And thank you so much, Poipu Bay, for making it possible for us to give those rounds away. Of course, Tiger Woods played Poipu Bay many, many times because it was the home of the Grand Slam of golf. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2023.